We are so honored to have Talk with us right now. And Talk, your EP is one of the most beautiful EPs I've ever heard.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, it made my husband wanted me to let you know that he has not been touched by a song like he was with Runaway to Mars. And I'm sure you get
Thank
that
you,
all
husband.
The time. Oh, I will. We've had many, many callers actually call and say the same thing too. It's the lyrics, it's the way you sing it. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience writing the song?
It was many years ago now. It was in 2020 when I wrote the song, kind of at the start of the pandemic. And I had gone home to stay with my parents. And it was 3 a.m. I woke up and I had it in my head. And I had a guitar beside my bed and I wrote it. It was probably like a 20-30 minute thing. And it was just kind of this lightning strike. And I just put in all my feelings into the song. And I think a lot of people were feeling the same thing. And so the song's kind of gotten bigger than me. And that's what I wanted. That's what I think every artist hopes for is as the song reaches as many people as it can. And now we're here.
So before Runaway to Mars happened, can you tell us a little bit about Talk? Were you living in Ottawa, doing your Ottawa stuff?
Yeah, I was doing Ottawa stuff. Yeah, I was working a normal job with big dreams. And at some point, I just decided that I should probably just go for what I'm best at. And that happened to be writing songs. And a lot of my songs weren't very good. They needed work. And I needed to just keep writing a million songs. Which is the best advice for anyone trying to do kind of what I'm doing right now is never stop writing. And then a few friends sent the songs around to a few music people in Toronto. And I eventually moved here and found management and a team. And it's kind of just grown from there. And Mars was a perfect first song for me to release in 2021. And then it really got found kind of last year. And so I included it on this album because it was kind of the start to everything.
I mean, it's not very often an artist is on an alternative chart, a hot AC chart, an AC chart. It's beautiful. But here's my biggest question. What was the biggest wow factor? Was it having your song on Grey's Anatomy or touring with Shania Twain?
I mean, both incredible things. Both incredible experiences. I mean, Shania was the first CD I ever bought was up by Shania Twain. And so I still had the CD when I played when I opened for her. So I brought it to her and she signed it. Oh. And so that was a big full circle moment for me. But I think the biggest thing was just like seeing this incredible amount of people resonate with what I had to say. That was probably the biggest moment for me. I had always made music for myself first and I still do. But seeing a lot of people experience the same emotions and feel the same feelings I do and find meaning in the songs for themselves. Like that was probably the biggest blessing I think so far.
How is it you're going to start touring? I mean, you're doing States tours, which, you know, it's for Canadian artists, especially for an EP, for this to happen so quickly. Do you feel like it happened quickly or are you like, finally?
It's been such a blur, I think, over the last 3 years. I don't even know what the timeline of everything is. I mean, having fans worldwide has been amazing. And, you know, I don't really pay too much attention to like what other artists are doing or their milestones or anything. But, I was just trying to do my best. My parents always instilled in me that you always like put the maximum effort into everything you do. And I think that effort's paying off and yeah, I'm really happy to be touring the States. I wish I had some more East Coast dates in Canada.
We too.
That's a big thing. It's a big thing. I know I'm working on it. It's tough to get out there for an artist of my size. But I'm trying to make it work. But yeah, you know, the album was well received and people really loved it. And I'm just happy making music every day. That's what I've always wanted to do. So I'm happy that it's working out.
It was well received, but how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I felt great. I think, you know, I was writing this album when Mars was taking off. It was kind of, we weren't expecting it to happen. It's great that it did. It really kickstarted the career, but there was a lot of priorities at one time. And it felt like saying no to anything was a mistake. And so I was very busy and then trying to do the first album at the same time. It was a very complicated time, but I think with all the constraints that were put on me, by like all the opportunities and all the time management and everything, that I created something that I really love. And it's a story of the last kind of 5 to 10 years of my life and all the stuff I went through, in one album. And I think it communicates everything I wanted to communicate, and it got all the feelings out, and, you know, writing's my form of therapy. And so, I think it was a big success for me.
And going from writing and getting all your feelings out to performing these in front of massive crowds, how does that feel?
I mean, people knowing the words still kind of blows my mind to different songs. It's an amazing feeling. I mean, every artist is going to tell you the same thing, that when words you wrote in the middle of the night in your bedroom are being sung back to you by hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people, there's nothing really like it. Just seeing people be passionate about something that I'm passionate about, and connecting with people and making friends, and that whole thing is amazing. The whole experience is unlike anything else in the world, I imagine. And I want to keep doing it forever.
I love that. Now, some people like to bet on sports. I like to bet on music festivals. And I am just betting that an Ottawa native might have a little spot in Blues Fest and possibly down the road at Oceaga. I think you deserve to be there 1,000%. Can you confirm or deny anything?
Blues Fest, yes. I'm going to be there. I'm really bad with dates. I think it's July 14th. I'm not 100% sure. But yes, I will be at Blues Fest. Oceaga, I don't know about yet. But yeah, definitely Blues Fest.
You have so many fans here. Wasteland is in high rotation. People request your music all the time. For all your fans that you can't make it out here right now, what would you like to say to your Maritime fans?
I see you and I love you. And thank you. I'm not purposely avoiding you. I promise. I love the Maritimes. I have so much love for everyone out there. And thank you for listening. And I promise, as soon as it's humanly possible for me to come and party, I will, because I've had the best experience there in the past. But it is not on purpose. I know you exist. I love you. And I will see you soon.
2023 is wrapping up. What was your number one Spotify, your wrap up? Who was your number one artist?
Number one for me was Tom Odell. I love Tom Odell. I think Noah Kahan was on there. The Beaches were on there, and Coldplay.
That's pretty good. The Beaches are goddesses and I love them.
They are. They're amazing. They're amazing. They're the best.
And what has been your highlight of 2023?
Oh man. There's so many, but I mean, I think releasing an album was a big one. Shania Twain was a big one. There's a festival in Quebec called Festival Été, Quebec. That was a huge one. Yeah, the love I'm getting just from Canadians in general has been amazing.
Yes, we love you, and we just think you're so talented. Stay humble, stay creative, and keep your head out of the clouds and just enjoy every moment. But we cannot wait to see you out here and to keep following your amazing career. Congratulations on all your success. Maybe we'll see you at the Junos.
Maybe, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd love a Juno.